Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And welcome to hour number three. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio show stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out always goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And don't forget about our mail haulers out there delivering from point A to point B. And a special shout-out out there to Felix and to Kathy, a couple of our mail haulers out there that chimed in tonight. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the little things that we have to offer over there. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, the president had a conversation with the Chinese president, and there's a couple of transcripts, I guess, that are out there about the two-hour call. I've not seen them. I've heard bits and pieces of what supposedly was said, but then again, not seeing it, not hearing it, I'm just going to go by what I'm hearing, but it kind of sounds like as if Biden got nowhere.
He did. He got absolutely nowhere. To hear Jen Psaki say it, there was continuing conversations, and Biden apparently suggested that there could be some consequences for any kind of help that China would give Russia when it comes to this war in Ukraine. President Xi said, you know, that wouldn't work in anybody's favor. If this is a matter of not for China to resolve, but for the two countries to resolve, for NATO to resolve. And so the readout from President Xi or China versus the readout from the United States are really completely different. So we were not forceful. We were not exact. It was all just kind of slippery. It just got us nowhere. I mean, to hear what Jen Psaki had to say, I was embarrassed. And I was listening to it while I was in the car. So it was. Clearly, the United States is not leading, clearly, and doesn't want to.
Right, right, and that's a shame. Now, get this one. Biden's Russian oil ban, the executive order that he made, appears to exempt, you ready for this, the U.S. federal government, the agencies of the federal government, and all government contractors. So, the government will still do business with Russia. Nobody else can.
By American.
Isn't that something?
And he's got an office in the White House. It's a Buy American office.
Yeah.
So it means nothing, right?
Apparently, because here we are, we're looking at this, I'm looking at it, and when I announced it in the first hour, I had a lot of people that said, what? What? And, of course, we've also got Putin with his rally yesterday. One of the things that he did, his people, they've denied that their troops are targeting Ukrainian cities or civilians, as the U.S. has called out Russia for war crimes, and they're citing proof of it, but nobody's going to do anything about that. I don't see, anyway. Do you?
No. The International Criminal Court is collecting evidence to investigate whether Putin is a war criminal or not. But he is not. Russia is not a signatory to the International Criminal Court, and neither is the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let's not forget they didn't do anything with Bashar al-Assad either, so... Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're going to talk. George just chimed in, and he wants to know if we're going to talk about Hunter's laptop. Yes, we are. We've talked about that the past couple mornings, but we're going to talk about it from a different angle this time, George, and that is why did the New York Times finally validate Hunter Biden's laptop? Why did they finally do that? And George wants to know if anything's going to be done with that. But we'll get into that after the break here because we don't have enough time to mention that. I am going to mention one other thing here before we do go to break, before we get into that. And that is the fact that we know that last week our U.S. intelligence said that Russia asked China for military and economic aid as it suffers the financial consequences of Western sanctions. But somehow or another, they were able to get a reprieve or pay off or whatever the money that they had that was coming due. Did China take care of that? Everybody wants to know that.
We have no idea, but it looks like it.
So the two nefarious forces are in bed with each other now financially, because they saved their proverbial butt and kept them from going into default. Wonderful.
You know, it's really quite fascinating how the West and democracies, democratic countries, are kind of losing all of this.
You're absolutely right. Hold that thought, kiddo, and we will be right back with more right after these messages. Jeff's going to take us to break. Here we go.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. My conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. And yes, they've been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and find out what it would cost to get coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. You can also get the information that you need on where your agent is located, so you can talk to them if you want. Or you can get quotes right there for everything you own, starting with the motorcycle you might have, ATV, boat, or RV. And get this. This is how you save money, folks. You bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance, and you will save a bunch of money. I've done that, and it's worked for me very nicely over the years, and I'm sure it'll work for you, too. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, .com. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we have got Iron Mike on the telephone, and he wants to add something to the conversation. So, Iron Mike, what's on your mind?
Alaska pipeline has 900,000 barrel a day capacity, and the U.S. government has got it down to 200,000 delivery, which will affect the Alaskan election due to the fact that Alaskan residents get dividends off the production. And, you know, when it's hurting, when inflation's hurting their pocketbook, and then they have less revenue, it makes people think. The other thing is they're talking about a shortage of cobalt, which is needed for many things. There's not going to be any shortage. Northern Ontario is loaded with it, and the mining companies are opening up a lot of money to open her up wide open and replace the stuff that won't come from the countries that have distress.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's all I got, and I look forward to seeing you Tuesday.
Okay, thank you, Iron Mike.
And I'll tell you, and I do enjoy Denise's comments because she's well-schooled.
Okay, thank you very much, Iron Mike. Okay, now, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Denise, because I got something to add to that. Go ahead.
I was just saying thank you. Most of the cobalt that we use comes from the Congo, and while Canada may have a sizable inventory, that doesn't mean that Canada has any kind of management or ownership over it. China could have bought the rights to it, so that would require a little bit more investigation. But that is the style of China, is to buy up the rights to any kind of mining when it comes to rare earth minerals.
Well, last night, talking about pipelines, we got the story out of California that the filthy, rich, greeny Hollywood stars, Jane Fonda and Leonardo DiCaprio and a couple of other people, were putting pressure on a bank to defund a Canadian gas company and the pipeline that they had that put gas down here into the lower 48 from up there, because they want to make it even tougher, apparently, even though they fly around in their private aircraft and whatnot. They want to make it tougher for the people. They want the green stuff. They want the cars. They want all that crap. And, you know, I don't care if I ever go see another movie ever made by DiCaprio and company.
Well, I don't either, but, you know, that just shows that, you know, you've got the powerful elite Hollywood types that don't understand all things that is important about fossil fuels.
Yep.
Fertilizers, medicines, plastics, and yet they fly around in their private jets,
mm-hmm.
or their jets for hire.
Mm-hmm.
Limousines, you know, and the rest. I mean, they don't understand and don't want to understand.
Nope.
So, I mean, I don't have much use for them.
All right. Now, let's go back to what we were going to talk about here, and that is, why did the New York Times finally validate what they said wasn't true to begin with and got the New York Post pretty much blacklisted everywhere? When if I was in New York Post, and by the way, I've talked to a couple of legal people on the show, and they said that the New York Post could wind up owning the New York Times if they go about this right.
I doubt that. But two things. Why did the New York Times all of a sudden, after all this time, come out with a validation of the Hunter Biden laptop? Well, there's only two reasons that I see. One is that Hunter is about to be indicted.
Yep.
There's that possibility. But the other possibility, which I think is more of a message, is that the New York Times is really telling the Democrats, we do not like the Biden administration. It is failing on all fronts, and we do not want him to run for a second term. So they're really saying, go find yourself another candidate in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it was shot across the bow.
Mm-hmm.
The more disturbing thing about the Hunter Biden laptop are the, I think there was somewhere, what, like 50 intelligence professionals retired and that had signed a letter that said, this chatter about the Hunter Biden laptop was all Russian misinformation, Russian propaganda.
Yes, they did, and we know a few of them. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to understand. You had Michael Hayden,
mm-hmm.
who I had at one point some respect for, but going into Russiagate, I lost respect for him because
yep.
he was part of the opposition team. You
yep.
had Mike Morrell, who was the deputy director of the
mm-hmm.
CIA.
Mm-hmm.
After John Brennan left, you had John Brennan. You had James Clapper. You had Leon Panetta. I mean, all of these people are supposed to be smart and savvy, and they were running our intelligence apparatus. And they still could be here at this point giving advice and counsel to our existing intelligence apparatus. But now all of a sudden, oh, the New York Times, who I would argue has probably been sitting on the evidence inside the Biden laptop for at least a couple of years, because Catherine Herridge, who used to be at Fox, is now over at CBS, mm-hmm. actually admitted when she was interviewed yesterday that CBS actually had the contents or email evidence of the Hunter Biden laptop going back to 2020. So that's 2 years. So that in itself is significant. Now, Molly Hemingway, who is over at The Federalist, has written a book. I've interviewed her a couple of times myself, and one of them was on her most recent book, Rigged. And because of what media did and because of what government did, they did rig the election. They hid it all, including social media and big tech. Because if you even went to use Google to do a Google search, you were going to get very thin conspiracy-type returns on your search, on your searches. And Twitter blocked pretty much any part of the stories, and so did Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So how many people across the United States, if they had known or had had any inclination of the seriousness of the Hunter Biden laptop, which, by the way, remember, he is under investigation for tax evasion, money laundering, and not registering as a foreign agent at a minimum. How many people would not have voted for Joe Biden? Would it have been 40,000 in one particular state, which could have changed the entire results of the general election in for Trump. So we were manipulated again. And when Molly Hemingway says it was rigged, well, there's one of your big reasons.
Yeah, well, I've said that since day one, not knowing that information, but you just could smell it. I mean, it was obvious. By the way, when I sat here that night and I was going through the returns and I was reading the numbers, and for over 2 hours, Trump's numbers never moved. They did not move. The only numbers that moved were Biden's. I knew something was wrong. I just knew it.
Well, the big thing is the intelligence community, the intelligence apparatus.
Yep.
Those people. That's the other thing of it all.
Okay. Well, I will talk to you on Monday. I'll see you later today. Have yourself a great day. Stay out of trouble. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. FoundersCode.com.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
3 weeks into the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine, Russian ground forces haven't advanced as much as they expected. Ukrainian parliament member Dmytro Girin appears on Fox News and explains why this may be.
They have really a lot of rockets, a lot of missiles, a lot of tanks, but their morale, their soldiers, it's a joke.
Russia is continuing to launch missile strikes, and Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will accomplish all of its plans. Delta Airline is raising ticket prices due to the price of oil. Delta saying the price of a seat on one of their planes will go up 5 to 10%. International flights will also soon include an additional fuel fee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news segment, weekend edition style, on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two campuses to teach you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a highly paid, in-demand job and career that you'll never have to look back from. Now, the first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa Bay, on the Tampa side of the bay, and they're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston, a little bit to the west, a little bit to the north. So you've got Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts. You've always heard me tell you, take the tour of one or even both of their campuses and make up your mind that way. The phone number to call to take the tour is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, when you call up and you set the appointment for whichever one you want to go to, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass, or both, or whatever, what you need to do is remember that you'll not only have an opportunity to talk to students, but you'll have an opportunity to talk to some of the instructors. And, of course, you'll be able to talk to the people that handle the student loans. Now, veterans, you're going to have a one-up on this one, especially if you've got veterans benefits, educational benefits that you've not used, because everything will be taken care of, and they will help you with your paperwork to get that done. Now, even if you've got some benefits left, but not all of them, they'll also help you because veterans, you are the bread and butter that make the National Aviation Academy go. Now, civilians that want to come in and learn the trade, that's okay too, because you apply for a student loan just the way you would any other loan, and it goes from there. So there you go. Now, the website to find out more is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And again, it's National Aviation Academy, phone number 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus, or both, and then make up your mind that way. You won't regret it. Well, Ukrainian President Zelensky says the time has come for meaningful talks with Moscow. I'd say the time is way past come and gone, and they need to do something about it. They need to get going before this unmerciful slaughter that seems to be going on that continues lobbing the artillery and the tank shells into the buildings where the people are. That's absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. War crime? Oh, yeah. You bet it is. You bet it is. Now, Ukraine is pretty much backed off to no-fly zone because he's asked that they close the sky over his country. He knows that that's probably not going to happen, but if he gets air defense systems, which, oh, by the way, Romania was willing to give them their air defense system, provided that they could get another one to replace it. And it looks like that's going to happen. Don't know when, but sooner rather than later, I believe. So we'll see. And you know, if they really wanted to swap the fighter jets, it could be done. It's not brain science. While the politics surrounding the transfer of the Polish MiG-29s to the Ukrainians may seem to be complicated, experts say the technical and logistical difficulties involved will not and should not stand in the way of the deal. We're afraid that it's going to bring the U.S. into it. That Russia's going to go, oh, you have to give the weapons, and we're now going to consider you to be into this. Well, I dare you, I double-dog dare you, I triple-dog dare you, Putin, to try something with the United States. I dare you, because it's not going to happen. You're going to get your butt handed to you, weak president or not. The American people would rise in such a fashion right now because they've had it with Biden. They've had it with this, and I'm going to use a word, don't misunderstand, they've had it with this pussyfooting around with Joe Biden. They've had it with this stuff. And they want the leader to emerge. They want the leader to emerge. All right. Well, that's where I'm going to leave that, because right now I'm going to play an Edwards Notebook.
Recently, ultra-leftist America and black man-hating activist, grumpy TV analyst Jemele Hill complained about the recent public pushback from black men who have become wary of being publicly lambasted by black females on television. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, Ms. Hill, like many feminists, both black and white, have had the sick pleasure of not being boldly challenged by American men they have belittled for decades. So now that alpha men like Kelvin Samuels, Jason Whitlock, and yours truly have recently said enough and are now backing American man-hating females up with the facts concerning their faults, and suddenly many U.S. bully women are suffering from the "I can dish it out, but I can't take it" syndrome. The bully women feminazis of generations of boys is one of the major factors, in my opinion, of gender confusion in the black community. Females were taught to not need or want or value a man or even their little boys. If this leftist-inspired division is not healed, our beloved republic will soon be too divided to defeat external enemies and restored to greatness. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty. TheRonEdwards.com is the website to go to, and TheRonEdwards.com is a good place to start because Constitutional Grounds Coffee is the coffee you're going to want in your cup because right here, that is my iced coffee, and that is Constitutional Grounds Coffee, and that's what I sip on when I have a chance, and I can get it in my cup, and I don't have to run up and down the hallway six times or whatever, which is a sight to see at night when I have to do something, because I'm the whole show. But I want you to understand that if you go to the website, TheRonEdwards.com, you'll see the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display there, and you click on that. And if you use the promo code RE20, you'll save 20% off your first order. Remember, that's Constitutional Grounds. The coffee, you're going to want your cup. All right. Got about a minute left till we go to break. Now, the House has suspended normal trade with Russia and Belarus. This is going to cost Russia hundreds of millions of dollars. And hopefully it's going to hurt them where it really hurts them, and that's in the pocketbook. Because they can't afford to keep taking these hits. They just can't. And with Russia's economy already buckling under the pressure of Western sanctions, the International Monetary Fund has predicted that Russia could fall into a deep recession. Now, they did get saved yesterday to the tune of $100-some-odd million in penalties, which was paid for by somebody. I'm going to guess China, even though I don't know. And suddenly, Russia was back to square one, being on time with their payments and their credit rating, because countries have credit ratings just like individuals. The credit rating was back on sort of solid footing. They didn't owe anything late. Let's put it that way. All righty. We shall return. Be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to have Kathy take us to break. Final segment of the weekend show coming up. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yep, you sure can. Join the Captain's Army. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. See that? That's the one you want to join. Okay, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a brand new or certified pre-owned Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay, including up and down the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Their goal is to be the best automobile dealer in the country. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You also can't beat the selection at Moss with over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of or want. Clean trade-ins are now commanding a great resale price, so take advantage. Upgrade your ride right now. By the way, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, or church pastors all get a great offer handed to them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship station store is in Newport Richey, plus the Nissan and Acura dealers side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new coming soon in Brooksville. Moss Nissan, just west of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. Not ready yet, but it will be in just a few short weeks. Now, check them out online by going to mossnissan.com. That's M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to make them the best in the nation. Now, Newport Richey is about 40 minutes north of downtown Tampa. And you can save thousands of dollars on your purchase up there by going to Newport Richey. Check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door, too. I will tell you that will open the door. Now, I'm going to take a real fast look here at the weather again. Because we've got this system along the Gulf right now. It's affecting I-10. From west of Lake City, there's a lot of rain with this. There's a lot of flooding with this, too, torrential rain. And there's about a 75-mile stretch from just west of Lake City all the way over to just west of Tallahassee where you've got a lot of standing water and a lot of low-lying flooding going on. You, in addition, have rain and some fog all the way across to right around Gulfport, Mississippi. Then when you skip over to New Orleans, you're going to have some fog there. Then when you skip over to Houston and south of Houston all the way down to the bottom of the valley, Brownsville, McAllen, you're going to have more fog there. You got fog around San Antonio. You've got some unsettled weather conditions up in the Carolinas where this system is starting to head for, if you will, and it's going to kick in up there with more rain and wind and probably some flooding. Got a lot of fog around New Orleans, Long Island tonight. And way up in northern Maine, you've got snow. If you're going up to grab a load of French fries up there, Caribou or Presque Isle, you're going to have snow. To get there, so be advised, even though the weather might not be too bad where you're at right now, it's going to go to hell in a handbasket by the time you get up there to load the French fries. And out west, some of the mountain passes, we've got some snow out there. Cabbage, you got some snow out there tonight. Coming out of Reno tonight, going up over the top. Right now, we've got wet roads, no snow, but it could be coming later in the day or tonight. And up there in Montana, a couple of mountain passes with some snow in it. And up there around Seattle, you got snow going over Snoqualmie tonight on 90, so be advised of that. And that's what it looks like going that away. Now, we know, we know that many of the Russian soldiers who are now being ordered to destroy the Ukraine actually believed that they were not going to be doing anything other than drilling and training and doing exercises along the Ukraine border. And then all of a sudden, boom, they're thrust into battle. We also know that many of these soldiers are conscripts, what they call draftees. They're new, they're ill-experienced. And apparently some of their commanders are just as ill-experienced as they are because they've stopped their charge. Now, they've gone into positions where they're obviously firing at will on civilian targets because there are no more military targets, so to speak. They destroyed all them. So now they're firing into high-rise apartment buildings and maybe an airport hangar with an airport that's closed, whether there's something in there or not. You know about the movie theater, the big amphitheater where they probably have killed several hundred people by leveling that. But this is what they do. And then they try to cover up by saying, oh, well, these are the Nazis and they are killing their people and they are killing Russians and they are doing this and they are doing that. No, they're not. And we know it. But yet the communist thought police and the PR on the other side is so thick that they can't cut through it with a butter knife on our side. So our message is not getting out. Now, we get it. We understand it. We see it. The world can get it. The world can see it. The world can understand it. But many of these news sources don't show it. They show the one side, which would be the Russians, the Belarusians. That's what they show. They don't show anything else. So again, all that being said, they're not getting the truth, and they're getting the nonsense. Now, it's a crock, it's a real crock, with Putin and Russia denying that his troops are targeting Ukrainian cities as civilians are being killed, and that the U.S. has called out Russia for war crimes. And you've heard all the guests tonight say, including Denise Simon, that nothing's going to happen. And unfortunately, I have to agree with them. Nothing is going to happen. And it's a shame. It's a real, dirty, rotten shame. Because you see the video. You see the cluster bombs. You see the phosphorus bombs. And nobody's doing anything. By the way, AOC, just to show you her stupidity in the matter here when it comes to green energy and the point to which she's willing to get, AOC is claiming that the ruthless oil industry is correlating with abductions and murders of indigenous women, according to AOC. Wow. Wow. She is just so out to lunch on anything. I saw her doing a video the other day, and she was actually whispering. Couldn't quite figure out why she was whispering, but she was. By the way, you real estate agents out there, there's a double whammy right now of soaring prices and rising mortgage rates that's sending home sales plunging at the moment. Plunging. That's a great word. Great word for you. And Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, wow. He floated his retirement a couple days ago and said, I can't stay at this job forever. And then right after that, he said some school districts are still forcing children to mask up. And there may be, because of this Omicron variant, there may be the need to mask up again across the country. And to that I say one word, the Battle of the Bulge. Remember when that general said the one word that he said? Nuts. Nuts. It ain't going to happen, Fauci. It ain't going to happen. You had your chance. You blew it. Everybody knows you're a fraud. If I had a duck to quack, I'd make the noise right now, but it is what it is. Okay. Got to take the rest of the weekend off. I'll be back Monday morning. Looking for a little extra time to put my feet up in the air and do nothing. Have a great day. God bless America. And go watch some baseball.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.